As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Monday, Moonday, February the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always news of sorts, hard facts, workable solutions. Well, you can find them. Well, we've got a grab bag. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion. Or you can pick up phone calls throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. To join me live on air and from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. And that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, Real Liberty Media Channel, Real Liberty Media Channel 16, that's a new one for this morning, TalkStream Live and Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Minnesota. Over Facebook, thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Wow, got that all out. The listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All of our contact information can be found at becomevocallocal.com, and your calls are certainly welcome. This morning, precious metals and commodities firm in the face of global financial uncertainty. Well, that's the line they're giving us. Egypt's rumbling volcano sputters as appeasement politics set in. We'll talk about that briefly. Your pesos, please. Mexico turns its back on the U.S. dollar. We'll go there as well. And we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up $2.10 an ounce at $1,350.70. These are bullion prices now. Silver up 13 basis points this morning. 13 cents. Centavos at $29.27 a troy ounce. Platinum, watch these white metals. Platinum up $2 at $1,845 an ounce. And palladium up $7 at $819 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,345.20 for a low, $1,354.40 for a high. Relatively narrow band there, but at $1,350.70, your gold is up year to year, $288 an ounce for a 27.09% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, that would be the London Bullion Market Association, the price fixers on the planet, set the price of gold for early trading at $1,347 for $3 and change above that. As of airtime, SPDR gold shares over the weekend added a little bit more gold to their electronic treasure chest. They claim this morning to be holding 1,228.86 metric tons.
U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, February the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, in review, our market report for this morning as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up $2.10 at $13.5070 for an ounce of spot bullion gold. Silver this morning up 13 cents at $29.27, nearing that $30 peg again. That's encouraging. Platinum up $2 at $1,845 an ounce, and palladium up 7 at $819, now firmly above the $800 mark. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, a very narrow band shaping up at $13.45.20 for a low, $13.54.40 for a high. And once again, at $13.50.70, your gold is up year-to-year, $288 even, for a 27.09% return on your investment. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 30 at 12.092. The NASDAQ closed up 15 at 27.69. And the S&P 500 up 4, closing at 1,311. The crude oil this morning off 28 cents. That's good news for all of us that have to motor around in our vehicles. Anyway, off 28 cents at $88.75 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 5 basis points at 78.09. 78.09, and that, of course, impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find this morning the Canadian loonie exchanging against the U.S. dollar down 19 basis points, yet it's still above parity with the U.S. dollar at $1.01 U.S. The Mexican peso moves down four basis points. But we're going to have a little bit of a discussion about the Mexican peso here in a moment. If you can, fill up your pockets with at 8 cents a pop with pesos before you go across the border, because your U.S. dollars are going to be considered toilet paper south of the Rio Grande. The euro this morning off 45 basis points. Exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.35. The British pound strong moves down 10 basis points and yet still exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.61. And that Swiss franc, the venerable Swiss franc, down 31 basis points, yet still above parity at $1.04 U.S. The bond market this morning, unusual move in the 2-year. The yield on the 2-year bonded indebtedness, the U.S. Treasury, is at 0.78%, the highest I've seen it in quite a while. The 10-year moves up to 3.66%, and the 30-year is at 4.74%. Of course, that's going to impact the mortgage rates, where we find the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage this morning moving down from 4.24% a month ago to 4.19%. But this morning, the 30-year mortgage, the fixed-rate mortgages, go the other direction, moving up from 4.91% a month ago to 4.96% as they close back in on that 5% peg. The prime rate this morning is at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio, it'll take you 46.16 ounces of silver to get you 1 ounce of gold. Absolutely nothing worthy of speaking about today in the news basket. Nothing happening on the Conaday report for today. The calendar for today, pretty much a wimped out day. Tomorrow we'll see the Goldman store sales come out. Jeffrey Lacker's going to speak early. Red Book, the 4-week bill auction, and so on. Wednesday, we've got the bank reserve settlements. The mortgage bankers purchase apps will be out. The petroleum status report and so much more. The Bernanke speaks on at 6:45 p.m. Eastern time. Lockhart is going to speak at the same time, so we'll be hearing from the Fed. On Thursday, they'll have the weekly bill settlement. Jobless claims will be out. Wholesale trade. Friday, closing out the week with international trade and consumer sentiment. So all that's in the news. We'll go over here and visit with Benjamin Shalom. I love Israel. Bernanke for the first story of the morning. Bernanke bets the commodities won't fan inflation concern. This by Scott Landman and Simon Kennedy, writing for Bloomberg. Investors are betting with Benjamin Shalom Bernanke that surging food and energy prices won't accelerate U.S. inflation, allowing him to maintain easy money. That's right, baby. The investors in Shalom Bernanke, they're betting that surging food and energy prices won't accelerate inflation. My God, these people are out of their crackers. Their forecast shows in gauges of long-term price expectations, including the differences between the 10-year nominal inflation index, treasury bonds, and blah, 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 blah. It's unbelievable. Then they just go into an entire page full of this new economic disorder newspeak. Headline, inflation is beginning to have a greater influence on monetary policy, but not yet at the Fed. Blah, blah, blah. Man, these people are out of their minds. Anyway, let's drop that one and go over and take a look at this. The EPA tops a list of business complaints on government rules to the ISA committee. Yeah, that's right, our good friends, the Environmental Protection Agency, pissing off American business. American businesses have a common enemy, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. This article by Heidi Prisby, writing for Bloomberg. ConocoPhillips, Boeing Company, and the National Association of Manufacturers are among 201 companies and industry groups that responded to Representative Daryl Issa's request to identify government rules his U.S. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee should investigate. Of the 111 regulations they cited, 57 were issued by the EPA. What stands between us and some meaningful progress? Well, maybe it's the Environmental Protection Agency. Rules to tighten the ozone standards would have, quote, far-reaching effects on the economy and jobs. That's what ConocoPhillips said, the third largest U.S. oil company, in a list of more than two dozen rules. Refinery projects are being delayed because of, quote, prolonged uncertainty on emission control technologies and work practice requirements, close quote, said the Houston-based company, whose shares are all up almost 49% over the last year. You think the oil companies aren't doing wonderful? Their shares are up almost 49% this morning. We've got a 27.09% year-to-year return on your investment in Aurum, a precious noble metal gold. Well, the oil company is up over 49%. That's quite the move. ISA, who became chairman of the committee last month, plans today to release a report based on the letters he requested in December. According to copies obtained by Bloomberg, among the rules they complained about were pesticide permits, air pollution standards, the Wall Street regulatory overhaul, and a proposed Energy Department rule that aims to conserve water by restricting use of what? Multi-head shower fixtures. That one keeps me awake at night. How about you? Wouldn't want to have more than one shower fixture in your bathroom. The last month, Barry the usurper signed an executive order calling for a government-wide review of regulations. ISA, who has accused the administration of ignoring business concerns, sent an email last week, quote, he isn't offering judgments or recommendations. And it just goes on and on and on. Lots of insanity in the news today. I'm not going to cover too much more of it. The usurper's go-slow approach at the Supreme Court on the health law may build support. Yeah, they want support. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So back into the news basket today off Bloomberg. Obama's go slow approach at the Supreme Court on the health law may build support. Headliner here. Greg Storr and Justin Bloom writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. A couple of day old article here. But a U.S. Supreme Court showdown over the usurper's health care overhaul may be inevitable. His administration is no rush, is in no rush for the court to get involved. What they're going to do is they're going to try and wait it out. They want to get it out there and lay it out there and leave it out there and don't let the courts touch it until people kind of get used to it, until it becomes a back burner issue. All right. The Justice Department yesterday said it would oppose Virginia Attorney General Ken Cassinelli's request that the court immediately review the law with a federal trial judge said was unconstitutional. The administration, of course, said the high court would follow its usual practice and let an appeals court rule on Cassinelli's challenge. Wow, Cassinelli. Guy's got to be Italian. The government's approach would give it a chance to rack up lower court victories and perhaps build popular support for the law before the justices take up the court. Okay, you hear that? Perhaps build popular support. So they're going to lay it out there and lay it out there, and they'll put it up on the television for you. They'll put it into the schools. Your children will bring home little appeal notices, you know, and so on and so forth. And they're just going to let it lay out there, hoping that enough time passes, maybe people will quit noticing. Litigating through the Court of Appeals in the normal course suggests confidence in the government's case, said Christopher J. Wright, a lawyer with Wiltshire and Granis LLP in Washington, who has argued 28 Supreme Court cases and isn't involved in the health care fight. In this particular case, it may produce unanimous judgments from appeals courts upholding the law. So the longer they drag their feet, of course, the more pressure they can put on judges. And as they put judges into more and more of a heat and a sweat about reappointments in the future, most of them will get in line. What really matters now, the article continues, is getting this decided for the people of this country so we can move on both with health care reform and just economically knowing how we're going to have to operate, he said. Wow. Anyway, Supreme Court has taken the step being sought by Cassinelli, known as the certiorari before judgment. It's a writ of certiorari. Only a handful of times in the past half century, and generally only when the justices are simultaneously considering a related case that has been cleared by the appellate level, blah, blah, blah. The chances of the court agreeing to hear the case in the face of government opposition are, quote unquote, zero, said Carter Phillips. So we'll just have to see how that goes. Where's these Republicans that were just going to repeal this bill? You know, that's what you get with your Tea Party. German next day power gains as wind production forecast to drop. All right. These guys bet on this stuff, you know. It's just a Ponzi scheme. Don't put too much faith in these marketplaces. Anyway, Lars Paulsen writing for Bloomberg, today's news. German power for next day delivery advanced as production from wind was forecast to drop in Europe's biggest market. All right. So every time Don Quixote's little windmill blades stop running, the marketplace reacts. Output from wind turbines, a less predictable source of energy than nuclear, coal or gas-fired generation, will decline tomorrow to above 10,000 megawatts from the more than 13,000 megawatts today. So they're dropping 3,000 megawatts because the wind quit blowing. How would you like to try and run your factory on that? That's still more than the average for this time of year of 6,000 megawatts. Wind produced 6.8% of Germany's power in 2009. All right? 6.8%. Well, baseload day-ahead electricity traded at 49.90 euros. That's right. Baseload day-ahead electricity. These guys are running a game in the stock market on everything from anthills to your milliwatts, right? Anyway, that compares with a price for today of 42.03 euros, blah, blah, blah. Power for next year delivery. Talk about a Ponzi scheme. power for next year delivery fell for a second day. They're anticipating, they're trying to guess what the weather's going to be like a year out. Boy, what an insane world we live in. Treasuries decline for a sixth day before $72 billion in note bond sale. This by Emma Carlton or Carlton and Wes Goodman, collaboratively writing New News, Bloomberg. Treasuries decline for a sixth day in the longest losing streak for benchmark 10-year securities in 3 months as the U.S. prepared to sell $72 billion in notes and bonds over 3 days, starting, that would be today. $72 billion in worthless paper. Well, maybe they'll get there. The extra yield investors demand to hold a 10-year note instead of a 2-year debt widened to the most in almost a year, as economists said reports this week will show consumer confidence increased and claims for jobless benefits dropped. We'll have to wait until Thursday and Friday to find out if there's any truth in that. Goldman Sachs Group Inc. cut its forecast for unemployment after a February 4th report showed the jobless rate fell in January. You believe this? Here's the quote. You've had a relatively robust data run from the U.S. Data run. Data. All right. Numbers on a piece of paper. We're going to have a statistical recovery and a jobless recession. But they've had a relatively robust data run from the U.S., said Charles DeBell, the head of market strategy at Lloyd's TSB Blank Bank PLC in London. Quote, we've had refunding this week, so it's all compounding to put this fairly strong steepening bias on the curve as investors try and put some insurance in place for a strong recovery or a better recovery. That's the kind of language these folks use. That's why we're in trouble, folks. We've got to get out from underneath this Anglo-American insane financial system. Investors, $102 billion metal wager shows the bull market intact. This by Nicholas Larkin, always like his writing. And Pham Duy Nguyen, it's got to be Vietnamese, but I enjoy his writing too. And when Pham and Nicholas get together, it's usually a good article, and it is February the 7th. Good news from Bloomberg. After the worst January for precious metals in 20 years, investors still have $102 billion bet on higher prices, hoarding more gold than all but four central banks and more silver than the U.S. mine in almost 12 years. You got that? Every ounce of gold and silver we can take out of the gangster-bankster's pockets and put them in our own only improves our position. The five analysts ranked by Bloomberg as the most accurate over 2 years expect silver to rise as much as 23% before the end of 2011 and gold 20%. The median of their estimates show. That's pretty bold, actually. Gold up 20%, that would be over $1,600 an ounce. I don't know if it'll make that. The median of their estimates show. The UBS AG predicts the strongest industrial demand for silver since at least 1990 and the second highest sales of exchange-traded gold products on record. Be careful about those ETFs, that SPDR gold shares, the big spider on the corner of the web. Could be a way to turn a rather tidy fortune into a very tiny fortune. The decade-long surge in gold attracted fund managers from John Paulson to George Soros and is now spurring central banks to add to their reserves for the first time in a generation. Once written off as demand for photographic film waned, silver found new uses in everything from solar panels to plasma screen TVs, making it the precious metal most used in industry. And we've seen tremendous gains over the past 12 months in silver. As stocks rose 9% and treasuries returned 67% since the end of 2000, gold has surged fivefold and silver sixfold. Well, that's the story. We'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back briefly to this article, going a little bit further into it in regards to the gold and silver markets. I had to chuckle. Here's the quote. I had to chuckle when I saw reports that it was over for gold, said Michael Cugino, or Cugino, who helps manage $10 billion at the Permanent Portfolio Funds in San Francisco and has about 20% of his assets in gold. Some investors have taken money off the table after a significant run-up in 2010. If you look at the macro environment, the instability around the world, the worldwide currency devaluation, these factors all bode well. And I would have to agree with him in that. I mean, after all, where would you go? Gold has had bigger monthly slumps 4 times in the last decades and plunged 34% from March to October of 2008 before jumping 47% in the following 4 months. Okay, 47% up. The highs keep getting higher. The lows keep getting higher as we move up and up and up in the longest running bull market ever. Silver posted larger monthly declines 9 times. Over the same period and plummeted 57% over 3 months in 2008, it rallied 73% in the next 4 months. You can't guess the high, and you're not likely to get the low. Silver will climb as high as $36 an ounce this year, and gold will reach $16.20 an ounce from $13.47.40, according to the Bloomberg Survey of Analysts. All right? Now put that up on your tote board, the Bloomberg Survey of Analysts. They say that silver will go to 36 and gold to 1620. Are they right? Only time will tell. Investors in exchange-traded products backed by gold own 2,028 metric tons worth $88 billion, even after cutting their holdings by 4.1% since December. Data compiled by the Bloomberg shows ETPs, exchange-traded products, on trade on exchanges, with each share representing metal held in a vault, representing metal held in a vault. Be very careful with that metal held in a vault concept. The Rothschilds have made hay with that for centuries. They accounted for 21% of investment demand last year. And it continues. While hedge funds cut their bet on higher gold prices by 42% since October, they still hold a so-called net long or bullish position of more than 151,000 futures contracts, almost three times the average over the last 18 years. So things aren't completely over yet in the gold and silver markets. Keep your eyes peeled, and I'll report to you on a daily basis as things develop. U.S. gasoline rises to $3.13 a gallon. It's another kind of gold, unfortunately. That's not the kind of gold we want to hear about. Lundberg says, Paul Burkhart and Barbara Powell writing this yesterday for Bloomberg, the average price for regular gasoline at U.S. filling stations increased to 1.49 cents to $3.13 a gallon, according to a survey. The price covers the two-week period ended February the 4th and is derived from data provided by 2,500 filling stations. We used to call them service stations, but you don't get any service at these filling stations any longer. According to Trilby Lundberg, an independent gasoline analyst in Camarillo, California, quote, "It's a small add-on to what's been going on since September, when prices started to rise," Lundberg said in a telephone interview. "The gain in gasoline would have been higher if not for the drop in crude oil," she said. I would hope that would be correlative. The front month crude oil contract dropped 8 cents to or 0.1% in the 2 weeks, settling at $89.03 a barrel on the New York Merck. Futures are up 22% from a year ago. The current price of retail gasoline is about 46 cents above the price of $2.67 a year earlier. So if you've been watching your dollars shrink as the energy prices go up, here's one of the places you can look. It was the average price last year was $2.67. Today it's $3.13, a 46% climb. Crude oil may decline this week as U.S. inventories increase and fuel consumption drops. And the more people you have out of work, the more people that you have short on money, the more people on retirement and fixed income, you know, pensions, etc., feel squeezed at the grocery, the less money they're going to put in the jalopy to go tootling around and cruising on Main Street. Ain't going to happen. 14 of 31 analysts, or 45%, forecast crude oil will drop through February the 11th, so on and so forth. It continues, so there is that to deal with. I don't know whether there's any truth to this or not, but out of the chat room comes an article, rather an unusual article, if there is any truth to this or not. Before It's News, the website.com has a story here, and they headline it out, "All ambassadors called back to Washington." This is Sunday, February the 6th. True? False? Well, here's the story. In an unprecedented move, apparently one that has never happened before, nearly all U.S. ambassadors have been called back to Washington for a summit conference this week. Wow. Politico.com reports, quote, "Ambassadors from almost all 260 U.S. embassies, consulates, and other posts in more than 180 countries are expected to convene at the State Department for what's being billed as the first meeting of its kind." Interesting, huh? HuffingtonPost.com, well, I don't know whether you missed it or not, should probably report on it, but AOL, I guess, is picked up Huffington Post for, I think, $315 million, if memory serves, this morning. Saw the article early. But anyway, the HuffingtonPost.com/AOL, Time Warner, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton is covering convening an unprecedented mass meeting of U.S. ambassadors. The first logical thought that comes to mind, looking back at all previous world crises, what might now be so important, evidently more so than anything ever in the past, is to call all the ambassadors back to Washington, question mark. The sky's the limit with ideas and conspiracies. To get all their stories straight ahead of the time for something, to prearrange setting the debt score between nations prior to a new world currency rollout, a dollar currency devaluation, China is calling in our debt, now severely damaging WikiLeaks about to release, afraid of electronic communication leaks of something very important. Well, anyway, it's just all kind of stuff going on there. We'll have to see how it plays out. Let's jump over to my email basket. Received a rather lengthy and interesting study, but before I go to there, let's go over here and take a look at what's happening south of America, south of the Rio Grande in Mexico. Again, I don't know whether this is true or not. I really don't. All right. But this off of shtf411.com. It's like where it hits the fan. That's what it means, apparently. Anyway, Mexican government, kind of interesting. Mexican government successfully sheds the U.S. dollar from its economy. Boy, does anybody know whether this is true or false? It's been around a while. Wednesday, November the 4th, I hadn't heard of it before. Wednesday, February the 2nd, they posted it here. Is this true? Mexico has always considered the U.S. dollar almost a secondary currency to their peso. And as we say every morning, I mean, it's flat out pegged to the U.S. dollar. It's been at 8 cents a pop since I've been back on radio. But Mexico has always considered the U.S. dollar almost a secondary currency to their peso, as the fact that billions of U.S. dollars spent their way through the Mexican economy in 2009 and 2010, which speaks for itself. But something even the best of friends, but it says here, but sometimes even the best of friendships come to an end. Are we coming to an end of the friendship with the Mexicans? Look at how many billions and billions of dollars are sent back to the to Mexico as a result of illegal aliens in this country. All right, remittances are a huge business. I think it's like comes in number two in the Mexican economy. But maybe that's coming to an end. The Mexican government, the article says here, in September of 2010, enacted a very restrictive law which basically restricts the use of U.S. dollars for almost all purchases inside of Mexico. September 2010, I didn't hear a word of this. Is it true? Or is this just more of a fluff piece? In early 2010, travelers and visitors could shop at many of the large U.S. corporations inside of Mexico, such as Walmart, Home Depot, or even one of the hundreds of American food establishments, such as Mickey D's or Domino's Pizza, and pay for their meal using U.S. dollars. But under the new law, using U.S. dollars is no longer an option. Wow. Rather interesting. We'll continue with this discussion right after these words. Our sponsor.
Wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.8thofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So once again, you can find this article for yourselves on the internet at shtf411.com. As Mexican government successfully sheds the U.S. dollar from its economy, rather interesting article. Nonetheless, if it's not true today, it's likely to come down the pike soon. But it says, in early 2010, travelers and visitors could shop at many of the large U.S. corporations, blah, blah, blah. But under the new law, U.S. dollar is no longer an option. Just imagine the surprise of many Americans being told by Walmart that U.S. dollars are no longer accepted at their store, especially since Walmart is one of the most iconic American businesses in the world, with such buying power that they set the prices which manufacturers must sell them their items for. Walmart's buying power is so well known, in fact, that most people would normally be able to safely assume that with such buying power that Walmart could also force almost any country into allowing them to accept the U.S. dollar to further their in-store sales. But apparently, not even Walmart is that powerful. Flexing their muscles against Carlos Slim might be futile. Anyway, that was my addition. Therefore, it was no surprise that when this study broke in late September of 2010, did anyone else hear this? Maybe Doug Owen has got this up on Blacklisted News. Maybe Michael Vail found it and I just didn't hear the article. But anyway, it was no surprise that when this story broke in late September of 2010 that Mexico was no longer accepting U.S. dollars, the internet was abuzz with conspiracy theories claiming a banking holiday was in short order. Wow, lots more stuff going on here. The Mexican government had made it clear that they will no longer allow any businesses to accept U.S. dollars including American companies, regardless of the operation or who is paying in American dollars. That's right, he says. This means that if you're a U.S. citizen and fly into Mexico for a vacation or a business, your hotel is no longer allowed to exchange cash dollars into pesos at the front desk, which was customary up until 2011. Also, in Mexico, if you have to travel to a local bank, regardless of the bank name or natural origin, including the Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation from China, which is the fastest growing bank in Mexico and maybe in the U.S., you're no longer able to exchange U.S. dollars for pesos. What are you going to do? You know, you fly across down there, you want to visit with Lucy and Tia Giovanni, and you got a pocket full of dollars and you don't have a peso on you, you won't even be able to buy a beer at the local cantina, right? Only account holders at banks have the option of depositing U.S. dollars into their bank accounts. But this is for deposit onlys and not exchange. And then you have to pay a special type of account. Then you have to have a special type of account set up that is more costly. Of course, even if you do have a special account that allows you to deposit U.S. dollars, your bank will charge you a service fee for depositing foreign currency into your account and then probably another service fee for a withdrawal. But that's another issue altogether, the author's right. Okay, so many readers are probably asking, if the banks no longer exchange money or businesses no longer are allowed to accept U.S. dollars, then what is a person who has U.S. dollars supposed to do? For those who have traveled to Mexico, there's a good chance you're familiar with Casa de Cambios, which are small exchange centers for U.S. dollars and often littered on every corner of any large tourist city or the closer to the border you are. However, these Casa de Cambios themselves have come under strict new regulation, as well as have been greatly reduced in numbers, as more are closing every day faster than one-hour Kodak film processing centers or Blockbuster video locations. Right? The Casa de Cambios. The house of something. Closing. Part of these new regulations is that anyone exchanging money for any reason must now present a valid government ID. Get the idea that maybe you can't get your money out of this country? I wonder if they'd accept gold or silver coin in Mexico. In Mexico, will you get some pesos for my silver coin here? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they can see silver. They just can't see dollars. ID, which is copied and placed on file with a copy of the transaction and the amount of money being exchanged. I mean, after all, you could be a terrorist or a money launderer or a druggie, right? This additional paperwork and hassle now mean higher operational costs for these businesses, which in turn means that those costs will be passed on to the consumers, who are always the ones that end up paying for everything anyway. Another drawback is that since there are now fewer Casa de Cambios, this means less competition, and so the exchange rate doesn't have to be as competitive or even what the bank's posted exchange rate is. After all, you really have no other option in exchanging your U.S. dollars. How long will it be before this comes to Canada? Panama, Brazil, Venezuela. How long will it be before this happens in Japan, in Shanghai, and Singapore, and Paris, and London, as the U.S. dollar turns into toilet paper? The Mexican government wants everyone to believe that these new laws were enacted because of the war on drugs and the inability to track all these U.S. dollars floating around their economy, which they claim the drug cartels are using in a black market way. Can't imagine that the drug cartels would be too interested in U.S. dollars in this environment. As the dollar continues to lose purchasing power, so does the ever-enjoyed exchange rate the U.S. dollar has held for so long. You may not be able to fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. On the other side of the Rio Grande, that is a way to actually help devalue the U.S. dollar while protecting the Mexican economy from going down with the U.S. financial Titanic. That has been taking on way too much money in the form of overspending and red ink. You know, there was a meeting at the last Davos World Economic Forum, and of the various panelists that were discussing the global economy, the only one that really seemed to have any assuredness of what he was saying sat there with a calm and, you know, expressive demeanor was the banking titan for Mexico. Everybody else looked shifty-eyed, kind of the way that little Timmy Geithner sits there, you know, fiddling with his fingers and tapping his toes when he's being grilled in public. The guy is the shiftiest looking critter that ever came down the pike. Anyway, this is why it looks as if the Mexican government is doing everything it can to remove as many U.S. dollars from their economy so there are fewer U.S. dollars in circulation inside of Mexico, so that when the U.S. dollar does finally go by the wayside, there will be less of a direct effect on the Mexican economy as a whole. What do you think you might be doing with your checking and savings accounts today? Getting out of the dollar, perhaps? Mightn't be a bad idea. Anyway, it's been almost 5 full months since the new law took effect, and Mexico has been successful in eliminating millions of U.S. fractional reserve dollars out of its economy and taking steps to vamp up the removal of all remaining dollars by recently instructing even stricter rules at the Casa de Cambios, preventing them from exchanging more than $300 per transaction. $300 might go a long ways in Mexico, but $300 today will hardly get you out of the Safeway with a couple of sacks of grocery. This means it will be much more difficult for Mexicans to send U.S. dollars home to their families. Maybe that's why the illegals are fleeing back across the border. Their U.S. dollars are no longer taking care of the bambinos at home. This means it will be much more difficult for Mexicans to send U.S. dollars home without enriching the pockets of the bankers and the money transfer companies like Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, etc. Well, we'll be right back. Much more to come. Hour number two, straight ahead.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Moonday, February the 7th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, kicking off the shoreline, as we like to say, sailing into the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. Looking at an article one of our listeners sent in my email basket, this by shtf411.com. It's the fecal matter hitting the rotating oscillator, 411.com, Mexican government, talking about the peso. Yeah, the Casa de Gambio is not taking your money anymore, folks. Your U.S. dollar is worthless out of the border. Better figure something else out pretty quick. Continuing on a side note, it's also important to note that the Mexican economy grew at a rate of just over 5% in 2010. And by the year's end, many large companies in Mexico were reporting stronger than ever revenue and sales at rates not seen in many years. Many large companies are actually in hiring frenzies, and some companies are desperate to fill slots with qualified workers. Where's all those illegal aliens that used to care for your yard? Oh, they went south. The ones that didn't go south went east. I don't know how long will it be before your money will be worthless in Asia as well. All the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation partners will just say, no, no, we don't want it. Continuing, now while some will argue that any cash, regardless if it's drug money or laundered, is actually good for an economy, but most people can also understand it's not good if that cash you have is losing its value so fast that it isn't going to be worth the paper it's printed on, so it's best to get rid of that money as fast as you can and purge it from your economy, which I guess is what Carlos Slim and the boys are doing. There's been a rush to sell off U.S. dollars inside of Mexico because the people are sensing a coming financial storm with the U.S. dollar, and they don't want to be stuck with worthless paper or allowing that worthless paper to drag down their economy. Pretty serious stuff being said in this article. A good conspiracy theorist would argue the point that the removal of paper money and forcing people into electronic transactions and requiring those who do use cash to provide ID to be Orwellian, and that the bankers are the ones that come out winning, have a point to some degree. But in Mexico, the fiat currency in the form of peso bills can still be used for most transactions. So they just want to get rid of the Federal Reserve note, all right? That's something we need to be aware of, very, very aware of. Well, that's your NAFTA and your GATT for you. This article also sent into the news basket here by our listeners. And if you'd like, folks, you can send in ideas for news, guests, show topics, etc. to bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. Had an interesting potential guest send me bio and information over the weekend, and got a clue to another potential guest. I might have a couple of guests later the week or next week. Maybe we'll see how it goes. I'm not too I don't feel necessarily compelled to bring on guests, but nevertheless, here's a little bit more. Again, out of the email box, most of you heard of who Ted Gunderson is, and so this is tedgunderson.net files, the introduction to the shadow government, and I forwarded a copy of this to Vicki, and she took a look at it, and she feels it's pretty interesting, too. It's loaded with all kinds of things. She's found some places that perhaps could be improved, at least according to her research. And but nevertheless, I'm just going to share with you some of this. The people below with the endless bios, an introduction to the world we live in. Again, this appears to be a Ted Gunderson thing. Might not be. This is an old article. and would have been taken down were it not that it contains some valuable information here and there. Other articles on this site contain a lot of additional information, which has usually been put in better context. But we'll just take it raw, read through a little bit of it, and I don't know, fill our minds with Ted Gunderson's mind. We'll be right back.
Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
There's a rather interesting article here looking at this from the TedGunderson.net website, www.TedGunderson.net, Introduction to Shadow Government. It's a PDF file here. Turns out, from the article, turns out quite a challenge to write a decent introduction to the information available on this website. The issue at hand is enormously complex and a lot of work still needs to be done. We'll give it a try anyway and discuss the history of the globalist movement, including 19th century Britain, the U.S., Canada, Israel, the European Union, and the opening up of both Russia and China. In the process, we'll determine the absolute core of this globalist network and provide an extensive biography with each name. Then we'll put forth a theory that might explain why ordinary politics and the hidden globalist group go hand in hand without the latter being exposed by anyone on the inside, whatever that means. And, of course, if those of you that took the clue and went and got yourself a copy of, electronic or otherwise, of Gustavus Meyer's The History of the Great American Fortunes and read it, you'd understand a lot about what he's about to embark upon here. But anyway, at the end, we'll take a look at who's behind the sustainable development movement in the United Nations while discussing the rather disturbing information that was brought to light by George Hunt in the late 1980s and early 1990s. I suggest you pay attention to the fine print in this article and read the biographies provided. Otherwise, it'll be much more difficult to see how this relatively small group of people are closely knit together. And that's precisely what we found when we started coming through from the formation of the colonies all the way up to the Weyerhaeuser fortunes and so on and so forth, the Rockefellers of our more recent century, all right? A very small group of closely knit people preying on each other, and as they say, when their lips are moving, they're lying, and when they're silent, they're stealing from you. And they're doing that, and they're doing that today. The news basket was relatively slender, as all of these ambassadors perhaps are coming together. They're about to stage something interesting, and all we're going to get from the media, I'm afraid, are lies and fabrications. The basic premise of this article is that an old boys network of low profile, privately funded and intelligence-ridden institutes exercise a huge amount of influence over local governments, the media, universities, science, and the policies of multinational corporations who fund these networks, of course. The names of about 150 of these institutes have been listed in Appendix A, and about 1,400 names plus biographies, ranging from the most complete available to very basic, are available in the different membership lists. A smaller list of globalist institutes are chronologically... Well, you get an idea that there might be something here on this website you would find interesting. Appendix C contains the genealogies of the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, the Rockefellers, and the Morgan families, which might come in handy at times. A partial Cecil bloodline is also listed there. We could say Cecil, I suppose, depending on how any of my fathers and grandfathers pronounced it. Listed there, although that one has been compiled for a different reason. Below, you can see a simplified sketch of the network that will be discussed. At this point, I consider the Pilgrims, all right, you've heard of the Pilgrims, Pilgrim Society, the Circle, L-E-C-E-R-C-L-E, French, the Circle, and the 1001, the umbrella organizations. Don't take this too literally, he says parenthetically, because together they encompass all aspects of the globalist movements, the leadership of all the other private globalist institutes, Anglo-American business and banking, Pan-European Catholic fanatics, multinationals worldwide, old blue blood family lines, Western and Middle Eastern intelligence, the illegal arms trade, and one, the environmental movement. Taken together, there's little doubt these organizations form a privatized, permanent, and transnational government which exercises a huge amount of direct and indirect influence over many parts of the world. Additionally, there's also the question of if there's a central core within this group that might set the policies, or if there's another even more hidden group that really sets the agenda. Largely a reference to rumors about the military-industrial complex. We just don't know at this point, he says. All right? And then he comes in and he throws in some of his research. Unknown discussion groups, the Pilgrims, the Circle, the 1001, CFR, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Trilaterals, the ERT, Bilderberg, scientific research, media, local government policy. And again, with the bare bones basics, starting out with Gustavus Meyer's book, we can track back through all of these various groups, virtually, and find the influences as they built over the last 200 years right here in America. Project for the Exposure of Hidden Institutions, blah, blah, blah. The Pilgrims Society, P-I-L-G-R-I-M-S Society, is the organization which consistently recruits only the very elitist members of society, many with nearly endless resumes. The Circle, an outgrowth of the reactionary Vatican Pan-Europa network, is more mixed and most participants are intelligence insiders. The 1001 Club recruits the most influential businessmen, often in mining and bulk shipping from all over the world, but also some lower-level WWF employees. The WWF, that'd be, I don't know, World Wildlife Federation, is a very tight-lipped about his club, though, as you can see the 1001 Club article on this website. So he's starting into this rather interesting adventure in naming names and places and dates and peoples. Of course, again, from Gustavus Meyer's great work, which I've now completed, nearly 700 pages, chock full of very interesting information. We found that as the coasting trade developed, you know, and the chattel slavery trade and all that, but as the coasting trade developed and the steamships got on and the big schooners and whatnot, most of these, you know, pilfering batards at the top of the various early banking institutions and corporations were going back and forth between New York or New York City and Asia on a very regular basis. So we shouldn't be surprised then to see this continuing relationship and now finally the trumping of the Asians over the Western man as this goes full circle around the globe. But he continues, he says, in any case, it's abundantly clear that many roads lead to London. So we can think of the London, New York, Dubai, Golden Triangle, and then think about Shanghai as well in that process. But the pilgrims and the 1001 have been set up and are managed by a combination of Anglophiles and radical Zionists. Oh my goodness, he used the word. The Pilgrim Society was set up by the British aristocracy, many of them Privy Council, and Garter families. The Garter families. In fact, the person who came up with the name Pilgrims was a great-grandfather of the late Princess Diana. You know, Princess Di, everybody loved her. Now, Pilgrims. How do you like that, Pilgrim? We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So I want to point out to your attention this continuing conflict, if you will, between this Vatican Pan-Europa network and the Anglo-American establishment. They're vying here, okay? They're vying for predominance or preeminence right now, as we speak, okay? In my researched opinion, there is a great effort afoot to bring low, if you will, the Adam Smith system of capitalism, you know, and to discredit at the same time the von Mises school. There's a lot going on in the background here as people elbow their way into position for the new global economic disorder. And there's quite a lot of valid points to be made on either side, but we'll just continue along and come back to that. The Pilgrim Society was set up by the British aristocracy. Again, many of them Privy Council and Garter families. The British monarch became the official head of the Pilgrim Society, Pilgrim, and members of the royal family have always attended the London, probably the City of London meetings. The 1001 Club was mainly created by Prince Philip and the South African billionaire Anton Rupert. Anton Rupert. Never even heard of him before. The South African billionaire Anton Rupert. Shows you how out of touch I am, I guess. Officially, the 1001 only coordinates the WWF. Now, he still hasn't given us what the WWF is. World Wrestling Foundation, World Wildlife Fund. I don't know. But many members who represent a huge chunk of the international conservationist movement seem more occupied with the West needs for inexpensive natural resources. And so now it must be the World Wildlife Federation, probably. That would be my guess. All right, and that's important. You know, the Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy, these are some of the largest property holders on the planet now, short only of the Pope of Rome and the Queen of England. La Circle, and it also brings in the discussion of Agenda 21, 1992, the Earth Summit, Rio de Janeiro, where the Bonnie Prince Charles brought his HMS, what was it, Her Majesty's ship or steamship or whatever, Britannia, and sat out there in offshore and met with all the top people at the Earth Summit. La Circle was set up by interests tied to the Habsburgs and radical elements in the Vatican. That goes all the way back to World War II and the Nazis, the National Socialist Workers' Party, and even before that. Soon, an important trade representative of the City of London, Sir Peter Tennant, was attracted, and about two decades later, British aristocrats, the last three of them privy councillors, took over the leadership of Le Cercle. Its latest head is a former Rothschild banker. So we bring in all the names here. And he is. He's naming names as we go through. Now, here's a footnote. Just to clarify a bit, the Privy Council, the most senior advisory body to the British monarch, and the highest organ, bodies and organs, goes right back to August Comte and the positivist's worldview, and the highest organ within the Commonwealth, consisting of Canada, Australia, New Zealand, large chunks of southern Africa, and a few other countries in the rest of the world, largely serves a ceremonial role these days. The British monarch, all right? The Privy Council, ceremonial role these days, at least in Britain itself. However, new recruits have to take the Privy Councillor's oath of confidentiality, in which they declare never to reveal any details of the council's meetings to outsiders without the consent of the monarch and the other Privy Council leadership. New recruits also declare their full allegiance to the British monarch, who is always present at the meetings. Privy Councillors can pass along information to each other on how Privy Council terms to forbid the other party from giving this information to outsiders. The entire cabinet is sworn into the Privy Council, just as the three most senior officials of the Church of England and a number of judges. Any senior politician, intelligence or military officer, or Bank of England director can be recruited if it is deemed preferable that this person attends the council's confidential meetings. Circles within circles. It is known that the Privy Councillors get handed more documents and more information than non-members, especially forming an inner circle within the government. The unusual and medieval aspect of this system is that membership is for life, and that it seemingly places the monarch and the Church of England right in the middle of the flow of information. Because of the secrecy surrounding its details, the Privy Council system are generally unknown to the public. And then it continues, the Order of the Garter is the highest and the oldest order of chivalry in England. Headed by the British monarch, its ceremonial Templar order above the ordinary Freemasonry system. Wow. And if you think about it rightly, you know, the right to keep and bear arms has little to do with handguns. You know, every Jew a 22 and every Irishman a 44 Magnum. It has to do with the right to keep and bear arms, armorial bearings. Sorry. It's your it's your kilt. It's your coat of arms, armorial bearings. In order to have a well-regulated militia, you need to have a standard to follow. We'll take care of fleshing out the weaponry later, but you're going to need to have the right to keep and bear your arms, which they will when it's necessary to reveal it. Where the globalist movement started. The globalist movement appears to be a continuation of the old British dream of a worldwide English-speaking empire, with allies in the Zionist movement and the modern economic empire. You see how the handoff was made of the Zionists and Israel to the U.S. They're now under our charge. But it's just basically an Anglo-American Zionist movement. Quigley, that would be Carol Quigley, has described how the roundtable with their main U.S. ally, J.P. Morgan, set up the Royal Institute of International Affairs. That goes all the way back to Junius, and we talked about that, and you'll find much about it in Gustavus Meyer's book. Set up the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Institute for Pacific Relations in the 1918 to 1925 period. See how far behind the eight ball we've become? Here we are in the year 2011, reading this stuff on air. He seems to have missed the Pilgrim Society, which was founded in London in 1902. Remember, Carol Quigley was an insider. There are some things that you can speak about, and then there are some things that would cause you to lose your head, perhaps wind up in a dumpster, or maybe you would find yourself in a garbage pile someplace, no matter how highly up and how well connected you once previously were. This round table, or wider Pilgrim Society, also established the Federal Reserve and the Rockefeller Foundation, both in 1913. All these people can be found in the Pilgrim Society membership list. So you see, we have a combination here between the Anglo-Americans establishment That's including all of your Protestant churches, your Episcopalians, the Anglican Convention, all of your Baptists, and the Zionists. Any wonder why the churches support Zionism so enthusiastically? Well, we'll be back. Much more to come. Stay tuned.
Ordinary Talk Radio, give you the laws.
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And of course, you know, you have to keep it in mind things like, you know, why was it that the Catholic Church for so long, you know, banned usury, not Jewsery, you know? Why would they do that? Why would they ban Jewsery when the Jews are the ones that, you know, were able, according to the Bible anyway, that story, they were able to, you know, lend money or funds to the Gentiles at interest, but they couldn't do it amongst themselves, of course. They wouldn't do that. That's why they have the London Interbank Overnight Rate down set so low. It's just basically a handling fee, a processing fee. But they charge you an arm and a leg prime rate this morning at 3.25%. But why is it that the Catholic Church was always down on, you know, the Catholics, you know, kicked out and had all these purges on the Jews ostensibly? Well, you'd think it would be a pretty anti-cozy relationship, actually, if you think about it. Might want to ponder on that one yourself, but why would then the the Anglo-American establishment, based as it is on the Adam Smith Newtonian alchemy of fractional reserve banking, etc., why would they then, you know, have Zionists in their camp? Well, that's how you get the Jewsery to come in with them, all right? And so then you can look at this Vatican Anglo, you know, or Vatican Euro, you know, Pan-Europa system, waging ostensibly this war with the Adam Smith Newtonians in this pseudo-physics system of economics. Oh, my. And you just have to scratch your head, you know. I guess we're just the last ones to the table. We're the last ones to the game. We're the last ones to figure it out, all right? But we're the one that always gets stuck with the tab. This game is played on us. Anyway, continuing, he seems to have missed the Pilgrim Society, which was, this is Carol Quigley, of course, this roundtable of the wider Pilgrim Society group also established the Federal Reserve and the Rockefeller Foundation, both in 1913, and of course they created the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith at the same time. All these people can be found in the Pilgrim Society membership list. The Carnegie Network, which was and is especially influential on the Western educational system, more so from the work of Carnegie's wife than him. But it was also set up during this time period, starting with the Carnegie Institution of Washington in 1902, an organization for scientific discovery. The Carnegie Endowment in 1910, which became an intelligence and big business-ridden geopolitical think tank for global peace. And the Carnegie Corporation of New York in 1911. So these, all these foundations, their power and their influence, you go back and read Rene Wurmser's great book on that. And when you do, or go and visit with Gustavus Myers in the History of the Great American Fortune, and when you do, you'll see that all of these foundations, even though all of these were such philanthropic people, these were such humanitarians, the amount of money that they set aside for tax purposes for this charitable stuff, this is goodwill. This is how you put paint a happy face on the pig standing behind the scenes. They got a little happy face and it's surrounded by cardboard. The pig stand, the ugly, stinking, foul pig is standing behind the cardboard, but he's got a happy face sticking through the hole, right? You've seen those sort of things before. Anyway, the Carnegie Network, which it was and is especially influential on Western educational system, they don't miss a trick here. All right, they don't miss a trick. They go after the education of the mind of children, too. Shared with you from Bertram Schaffner, the Information Control Division, and how the United States sent their special, their experts say, all of their super social scientists over there and began to destroy the minds of the German people, trying to figure out how to take over a people and change them away from the system of beliefs that they had prior to the war to the system of belief that would suit the Anglo-American Zionist cartel moving forward. And they've done that here as well. What they pioneered in Germany, they turned around and used on us. Today, this institute donates dozens of millions a year, chump change, to all major universities in the United States. But that buys their allegiance. You know, you don't dare go up against the foundations. If you don't dare go up against the grant writers, you know, if nobody gets a grant, you don't have any science. You can't have any academia. Grants are also made to organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the American Assembly, the United Nations, the American Red Cross, the Museum of Jewish Heritage, and the American Museum of Natural History. His story. Anyway, Andrew Carnegie, our little Hegelian social Darwinist, literally, once born in a poor family, I can't tell you, of hand loom weavers. All right? And as Gustavus Myers has pointed out time and again, you know, you hear these stories, this rags to riches, you know, how someone like Barry the Usurper could blow in the back door and rise all the way to president, only in America, rags to riches. He raised himself up by his boot heels. You better do your genealogical studies carefully, is all I have to say. But anyway, Andrew Carnegie, our little Hegelian social Darwinist, once born in a poor family of hand loom weavers, had a very different background than most of his later associates. Around 1870, he already was a wealthy, self-made man, but only after some crucial help from the London banker, Junius S. Morgan, father of J.P. Morgan, worked for George Peabody, who supposedly was a Rothschild agent, after Carnegie's joint venture in the steel industry went awry due to financial problems of his partners, Peabody finally sold his bonds to London investors. And that whole story, which Gunderson here apparently, or his publicist, has put together in a short sentence, can be found in page after page after page of Gustavus Myers, where he really shows you how this went down. It's all about stealing and lying and cheating and bilking the people out of vast sums of wealth and land, labor, and capital, as they have bought these industrialists, the industrials, as they have bought not only the legal system, owned the banking system, bought the legal system, and with it they got the political system. And it's all about bribery and graft and greed of the highest magnitude. And all of these councils and commissions and these boards, the Security and Exchange Commission, sitting around watching pornography and the Mineral Management Service and all this, they need to go bye-bye, folks. Desperately need to go bye-bye. They do us far more harm than good. His primary associates, it'd be Carnegie here, who inspired and guided him in the founding of the different Carnegie institutions, and once again, the founding of the different Carnegie institutions and all of that came through his wife, if my memory serves me correctly, not himself, were Daniel Coit Gilman, who incorporated the Skull and Bones into the Russell Trust 50 years earlier, Nichols Murray Butler, the head of the Columbia University, major totalitarian Hegelian U.S. educator, president of the Pilgrim Society, Bohemian Grove, associate of J.P. Morgan and Robert Cecil, the first Viscount of Chelwood and the co-founder of the League of Nations, and Elihu Root, the Pilgrim Society and the official founder of the Council of Foreign Relations, a close friend of Butler. And the pot just gets thicker and thicker and thicker. But I think these names and these lists of names and their interlocking relationships are worth the time necessary to bring them on air. Of course, the article continues, even in the early days, there existed a wider network of private clubs where society's elite met with each other. See, if you weren't in the elite, even if you had made money, even if you had stolen enough wealth, had bilked, pillaged, raped, pandered, cheated your way into money in the early part of this country's founding, even if you did have amassed money and you owned a railroad or two, that didn't necessarily buy you tickets to the big ball, all right? That didn't necessarily buy you a seat at the table. You kind of had to become elite. And in order to be elite, you had to be tapped to join the elite, if you're one of those self-made men. Again, of course, even in the early days, there existed a wider network of private clubs where society's elite met with each other. The Freemasonic lodges had been around for two centuries, just as its Celtic counterpart, the Druid Groves. The annual Bohemian Grove event had become an exclusive elite gathering after the news of the cremation of care reached the papers in Washington and New York at London at the turn of the 20th century. There was the Cosmos Club in Washington and London. You had and have the White's Club, the Roxburgh Club, the Other Club since 1911, the Grillion's Club, etc. At the student level, you had clubs like Skull and Bones at Yale, the Scroll and Key at Yale, the Porcelainian Club at Harvard, the Cap and Gown at Princeton, the Ivy Club at Princeton, the Apostles at Cambridge, and the Rhodes Scholars at Oxford. And you could go through this, you know, right out of the encyclopedia, probably find it up on the Wikipedia somewhere. But you can go through the secret societies and the fraternal organizations. Fraternal organizations are going to be far more rich to you in just a regular search. All of the, the Knights of the Holy Roman Order or whatever it is, they'll be much more accessible to you than secret societies. Look at all the fraternal organizations. There have been hundreds. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th, so don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so again, you know, looking at this rather lengthy TedGunderson.net article here, you know, it's all of these various circles within circles, layers upon layers, are intended to do precisely one thing, and that's to be a flea comb to keep all the pesky little fleas out. If you're not invited to join these clubs, and if you're not approved by the club members, you don't get to advance. You don't advance through the degrees. If you don't have the money, honey, they don't have the time, right? Largely what it amounts to. But the tiny group of roundtable financiers, the Warburgs, Jacob Schiff, the Rockefellers, the Morgan and the Rothschilds, can probably be referred to as the secret government of the time. And why? Why are they called the secret government? Because they own the government. It's through all of their donations, and they fund both sides, just like they do both sides of every war. They fund both sides of the established two-party political system. And you know it. Right? Nothing new here. You know it. They are the shadow government. They are the secret government. They are the Illuminati. They are the black nobility of Europe. They are the old lords of the manor, the global serfdom. Right? And they're bringing us right back into a global serfdom, and especially if the Vatican Pan-Europa bunch have their way. We'll be right back to the serfs on the field. Why? Well, because in the three-field system, you only had to work for the man 3 days, work for the church for one day, and you got the other couple of days to work for yourself. At the end of the week, you were still working 7 days straight, all right? And you were living on somebody else's land, and you didn't have any property. And if you don't have any property, you don't have no freedom, right? That's why we all left Europe and came here. But unfortunately, Europe followed right along behind us. The tiny group of roundtable financiers again. What we do know is that they have had and have quite an obsession with the global peace since the early part of the 20th century. Global peace, all right? Peace, peace, and there will be no peace. It's only global peace as long as it suits their purposes. And then it becomes global war, like the World War I, the Worldwide War Part II, all right? Post-Worldwide War II, during and right after World War II, a lot of things changed, and we need to be very aware of this. Things changed. Largely because I believe that the Vatican sided up with the Nazim and against ostensibly England and America, they lost. Unfortunately, the Rothschilds have gotten involved with the Vatican banks. And of course, when you let a Rothschild inside your bank, you're done. I was going to say something else. You're skewered. You're over. It's like getting in bed with the World Monetary Fund and the Bank of International Settlements. They'll find a place where you get yourself in debt. They'll provide the money to cover you up. And then from then on, all the little tithies that they collect every Saturday, Friday night, Sunday, I don't know who anybody meets more often than the Catholic Church, but they take all of that money and they send it over to England, to the city, to the Rothschilds. Anyway, during and right after World War II, a lot of things changed. The United States became the most powerful nation on the planet. Not accidental there, that was by design as well. The United Nations, the World Bank, the IMF, and NATO were born, all set up by members of whom? The Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute, and its umbrella organization, the Pilgrim Society. By this time, the Morgan family had lost control of the family bank. J.P. Morgan lost control of the family bank. You'll find that also in the pages of Gustavus Myers, where up until a certain point, all of these various magnates, as they were rising, as captains of finance and industry, building their own banks and dealing with each other unfairly and gaining control of railroads and lands and mines and coal and everything else, they rise up, and then in the writings you'll find some creeping little parasite coming over from the European banking establishment, and they find themselves up on the board of directors. Following the overt institutions, their covert counterparts soon followed. The United States Council for International Business in 1945, the Mount Pelerin Society in 1947, Atlantic Brook in 1952, Bilderberg in 1954, followed in the 1960s and 1970s by many dozens of other low-profile, as in not seldom mentioned in the news or school books, so their influence on society for the most part remains unknown, national and international think tanks and discussion groups. All right, this is where we open the door to pluralism. Pluralism. Government by minorities. Small, influential, tightly knit groups and think tanks. It's the public-private partnership where we find that the force of government, you know, a fearful master, faithful servant, but the force of government, governed by the gun, you know, the law, the legal system, the judges, the courts, and combined with the wealth and power of business, a public-private partnership, government partnering with business. And there's nothing new about it. If Gustavus Myers' book, The History of the Great American Fortunes, teaches us anything, it shows that from the very beginning of the colonies forward, the colonists, we the people, were buying the best government that they could have, even if they had to be that government themselves. George Washington. and the rest of them, the whole globalist movement became much more professional and organized. And you need to be concerned about that because the captains of finance and industry took over the show. The Atlantic Institute of International Affairs, the Pinay Circle, the Economic League, the U.S.-USSR Trade and Economic Council, the Trilateral Commission, and we say GATT and NAFTA and all the rest, and the 1001 Club are all examples of enormously influential institutes that seldom or never have any received any serious attention in the mainstream media. And I have to add that you never get a chance to vote for any of these people either. Unlike Carol Quigley's, you know, advice that with the established two-party political system, it gives the sheeple the opportunity to think that they can just vote the rascals out. Voting the rascals out doesn't even touch the system. The rascals are being controlled from above, of course, by the puppet masters. The parties on the top are all talking to the same clubs and groups and organizations. Ironically, Gunderson's article continues here, almost everyone believes that the overt organizations have brought us this globalized world we live in today, while in reality, it has been the covert network initiated in that initiated the process in almost every case. And so you've got to keep peeling back the layers of the onion to discover who's behind who, who stands behind whom, who stands under something else, who stands above it all. And I don't think it's the guy in the red pajamas. The Pilgrims Society remained one of the most elite gatherings of British and American globalist insiders. Although, as the newspaper's articles show, or archives show, it started to drop off the radar screen in the early 50s, the Pilgrims going into the background, and was almost completely gone by the 1960s. Is it possible that Project Mockingbird started to achieve its intended results? Yes. The speed at which the globalization process advanced further increased in the 1980s and the 1990s. The main focus of the globalist movement now became the European Union. This is where we see the emergence, the reemergence again of the Vatican pan-European effort, where many of the later key institutions were established. Among these were the European Roundtable in 1983, the Association for the Monetary Union of Europe from 1987 to 2002, the European Institute in 1987, the EU-Japan Business Roundtable in 1995, the Transatlantic Business Dialogue in 1995, the Center for European Reform in 1996, Friends of Europe in 1999, and the European Financial Services Roundtable in 2001. This is the kind of stuff I love for Vicki Davis's research. You know, she goes into this sort of stuff herself and just starts pulling out all of this, dumping it into a big word file. If you haven't been to her website, it's www.channelingreality.com. Channelingreality.com. A university study in international relations might be an exception to some degree, but generally these institutes are not mentioned in the textbooks. The average person, even today, knows very little, if anything, about them. Well, you know something more about them now than we did this morning earlier. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you'll be with us then. Until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle Broadcasting Network.